T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan hasn't called for a curfew to help fight the spread of the coronavirus, but it's a possibility if people don't stay home. Speaking yesterday, Duggan said people are going out during the day as much as at night.
We are having as many violations of groups in park during the day as we have at night, but Assistant Chief White and Chief Craig and I are talking about all these options every day. If we have to go to a curfew, we will. But we haven't made that decision at this point.
Police will increase patrols around parks, and the city has taken down some basketball hoops as a way to keep large crowds from gathering. There have been 117 deaths in Detroit from coronavirus. Henry Ford Nurse and a Wayne County Sheriff's deputy, two more heroes to lose their lives to coronavirus. The family says Lisa Ewald was dedicated to helping in the fight against COVID-19, despite an underlying health condition that put her at high risk of complications. She'd worked as a nurse for some 20 years. Wayne County Sheriff's officials announced the deputy, Dean Savard, died from the disease yesterday. Savard, a 16-year veteran, the second member of the Wayne County Sheriff's Department to pass away from COVID-19. Meanwhile, a beloved Detroit bishop has reportedly died from the coronavirus. Bishop Vidios Gaines is one of at least 10 church leaders in the Church of God in Christ who died from COVID-19. His funeral services were streamed online. Gaines of the Greater Metropolitan Church was 72 years old. Meanwhile, 6 parishioners at the historic Hartford Memorial Baptist Church on the west side have died from COVID-19. At least 4 others have tested positive. Metro Detroit doctors and nurses are on the front line in the fight against COVID-19. Dr. Stephen Kalkanis, neurosurgeon and the CEO of the Henry Ford Medical Group, spoke live on WWJ this morning. He said there is currently no shortage of personal protection equipment.
As of this moment, all of our staff does have adequate PPE. We instituted a universal mask policy a little over a week ago, so anyone coming into any of our buildings is given a mask. We had a very a strict conservation policy in terms of who needed the N95 and other advanced respirators in terms of those doing procedures. And so we've been able to conserve and appropriately get the right PPE to the right staff at the right time.
Dr. Kalkanis says Henry Ford Health System continues to secure PPE from sources around the world, since it remains unclear just how long this coronavirus surge will last. You may be tempted to just hop in your car, take a drive for a change of scenery, but Michigan State Police say if you can stay home, you should, under the governor's order.
It's not that I think we're trying to be mean or anything like that, or say you got to stay in your house, but you really got to stay in your house. And those unnecessary trips, the sooner we kind of end those, the sooner we'll I'll see what my office looks like and be able to get outside and, you know, enjoy not being cooped up in the house all day.
That's Michigan State Police First Lieutenant Michael Shaw. He says when there's a crash, police, tow truck driver, and others respond, and that should be avoided to help stop the spread of the virus. As the nation comes together to battle the coronavirus pandemic, WWJ Business Editor Murray Feldman reports many Michigan companies are on the front line.
Midland, Michigan-based Dow said last week it's expanding its hand sanitizer production. Neogen of Lansing, a company that's now entering the spotlight as food contamination becomes a bigger concern, they provide test kits to detect food safety issues. Auto supplier Lear has been making masks for hospitals and first responders. Northville-based Gentherm, known mostly as an auto supplier, producing heating and cooling systems for automotive seats, but they also supply temperature-related products to the medical industry. Kellogg of Western Michigan now shipping more foods to grocery stores, foods that have a long shelf life. And let's not forget Ford, GM, and Fiat Chrysler, auto manufacturers that have now become healthcare suppliers, producing everything from masks and gloves to ventilators. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.